Netcasts you love.
From people you trust.
This is Twit. Bandwidth for Android App Arena is provided by CacheFly at CacheFly.com.
This is Android App Arena episode 50 for Wednesday, June 17th, 2015. System tweaks. This episode is brought to you by Lynda.com, the online learning platform with over 3,000 on-demand video courses to help you strengthen your business, technology, and creative skills. For a free 10-day trial, visit lynda.com/arena. That's lynda.com/arena. Hello, everyone, and welcome to another episode of Android App Arena. I'm your host, Jason Howell. It has only been around 10 episodes since the last System Tweaks episode, but it's one of my favorite themes, so here we are again. I've gathered three apps that'll bring, hopefully, new capabilities to your phone. In one case, you can even remove a feature that you might not like inside Lollipop. Tweaking the system is really about giving you the power to control your device in interesting ways that makes that device yours at its core. It's what I love about Android. So let's check out this roundup of apps that let you do just that. First up, immersive mode. That's what happens inside supported apps when the app content takes up the whole screen and the system navigation buttons actually disappear. I find this incredibly handy when I turn my device over to my five-year-old. Her little fingers sometimes swipe with reckless abandon, and that results in her tapping the home button and finding herself lost, unable to get back to the game she was busy playing. But immersive mode isn't always a given. Developers actually have to program that into their apps, and some of the best apps and games don't have it. And that is where the app called Full Screen comes in. Let's take this awesome game, Kung Fury, for example. Great game, but lacking immersive mode. One could easily tap the navigation buttons in the midst of all that Kung Fury-ing. With Full Screen running in the background, I can pull down my notification shade, activate Full Screen mode, and there you go, the navigation buttons hide from view. That keeps me locked into the game. I can tap all over the screen now in a frantic pace without the fear of suddenly ending up on the home screen. And that can really kill the mood, let me tell you. When I want those controls, I simply swipe down from the very top and they appear temporarily. Or I can then pull down the shade and deactivate full screen mode, and it's business as usual. There are a few drawbacks when full screen is active, though. The back button in your navigation won't work, and that can be a little frustrating depending on the app you're running. And it disables keyboard entry. This is due to an underlying limitation of the system compatibility with the app. But for some games and some apps, that won't matter, making full screen a great addition to your arsenal. Find Full Screen, spelled F-U-L-S-C-R-N, for free with ads, or you can remove those ads for 99 cents in the Play Store now. Now, one feature that Android 5.0 Lollipop brought was something called heads-up notifications. It's the feature that pops up a message on top of whatever app you're using, telling you to do things like answer an incoming call or giving you the option to reply to an incoming SMS directly without having to leave that app. In fact, on episode 18 of this show, I showed off Heads Up Notifications, an app that allows you to bring that functionality to your pre-Lollipop device. But as it turns out, there's a lot of people that really don't like that feature. It covers content on your screen. Sometimes you simply don't know when it's going to appear. If you'd like more control over those notifications without requiring root access, check out Heads Off. Once you've granted the app notification access, you can activate the app and it will effectively block heads-up notifications from appearing at all. It's that easy. And with the 2.0 update of the app that rolled out just last week, a new feature was added to the Pro version that gives you a few expanded options. First, you can select on a per-app basis which ones are allowed to pass a heads-up notification through to your screen and which ones aren't. Also, ticker text control. That's when a notification comes through and a small preview of that notification text is shown inside the status bar up at the top of the screen. If you want to test it out to see what it looks like, you tap that test notification button at the bottom and a notification will be passed through to your system. Heads Off can be found for free with pro features added for $2 in the Play Store. Battery is quite literally the life's blood of your device. And there's a lot of smoke and mirrors when it comes to apps that purport to save on battery. Often it comes at the cost of other things like, I don't know, a phone that actually runs decently. As it turns out, displays require a ton of power. And often, if you look at your battery stats, you'll see the display on your device as the top draw of power, meaning the display is killing your battery faster than anything else. If you have a device with an AMOLED display, like my Nexus 6, you have some interesting options. AMOLED displays are unique in that the individual pixels on the screen can be turned off when assigned to draw the black color, meaning that for every black pixel on your screen, you are drawing less power, and that can translate into improved battery performance. Pixel Off is an app that facilitates this by allowing you to set a level of savings based on a mesh grid of black pixels. You can choose from a few degrees of mesh, and if you upgrade with the $1.68 in-app purchase, you get access to a wider range of mesh options. Once you choose the grid, activate the service, and that grid is overlaid on top of your screen, swapping black pixels in place of active pixels. The net effect is that the screen actually gets a little darker, depending on your grid, but if you can stand a darker screen, technically, that should result in improved battery performance as opposed to having those pixels lit up and always drawing power. It's hard to rate how effective the app is in saving this battery, but the technology is proven. It's why Motorola's phones can afford to have their active notifications flashing on the screen when the phone isn't even in use. It's only really lighting up a handful of pixels to do that, and that's leaving the rest as black. Again, you need a device with an AMOLED screen to benefit. Otherwise, this app does you no good. But if you have an AMOLED device, you should definitely check out Pixel Off for free in the Play Store with a $1.68 Pro upgrade inside the app. Now, I do notice that running Pixel Off in its lightest grid mode really doesn't drop the brightness of the screen significantly, and I guess that has to mean at least partial battery saving. So check it out if you have an AMOLED screen device. You can kind of keep that active and you probably won't even notice the difference. And wow, full screen is incredibly handy. That's going to be a permanent tool in my arsenal. All right, before we move on, let's thank the sponsor of today's episode. That's lynda.com. I love Lynda. It's for problem solvers, for people who are curious, people who want to make things happen. So many reasons to use Lynda. Maybe you want to develop an Android app, master Excel, learn a new programming language, or sharpen your HTML skills. Lynda.com has everything you need to feed your curious mind. If you're interested in photography, Lynda.com has tons of photography content in there. They just added a new weekly series called The DIY Photographer with Joseph Linoschke. In the first installment, he teaches you how to make your own macro lens for a few dollars. There are also new courses on exploring photography, exposure, dynamic range, compositing in Photoshop, Lightroom 6, Lightroom CC Essential Training. There's also a new course on getting up and running with Google Photos. In fact, I was amazed at how fast Lynda had the Google Photos course posted after the announcement a few weeks ago, Google I.O. That's a huge plus when they do that. With the Lynda.com membership, you can watch and learn from top experts. They're all passionate about teaching. They're experts in their field. Stream thousands of video courses on demand. Learn at your own schedule, your own pace. Courses are actually structured so you can watch them from start to finish or consume them in bite-sized pieces. You can browse each course transcript, allows you to follow along, or you can search for an answer and skip right to that point. You can take notes as you go, refer to those later. You can also download tutorials and watch them on the go. That includes access on your Android or your iOS device. You can create and save playlists of courses that you want to watch to customize your learning path and share with friends, your colleagues, and your team members. Your Lynda.com membership gives you unlimited access to training on hundreds of topics, all for one flat rate. Whether you're looking to become an expert, you're passionate about a hobby, or you just want to learn something new, why don't you check out lynda.com/arena and sign up for your free 10-day trial. That's lynda.com/arena. And we thank them for their support. And of course, when you support Twit sponsors, as always, you're supporting Twit. So that's awesome. Thanks to you too. All right, up next, I'm bringing the big guns to this week's big app. Let's take a look. This week's big app isn't just a game. It's a movie and a music video starring David Hasselhoff. So yeah, let's just say that the Big App really doesn't take itself very seriously. Kung Fury is a short film that is the result of a successful Kickstarter campaign. And honestly, if you have a half hour to kill, you should really find the film on YouTube because it's totally over the top in a good way. It's a throwback to late 80s action films, complete with over-the-top action, an incredibly authentic but original 80s synth-pop soundtrack, a theme song by David Hasselhoff, and, well, Vikings, Nazis, time machines, dinosaurs, and lots of fighting action. Okay, so that's the movie. As a companion, we have the awesomely authentic button masher called Kung Fury Street Rage. And it really does side-scrolling action right in so many ways. First, the graphics are perfect for the era. You even get CRT scan lines and a nice warping effect on the edges of the screen, just like an old-school CRT television. As for the gameplay, think of such classics as Double Dragon and Final Fight, but definitely more simplified. The gameplay is less about progressing through a level and more about straight-up button mashing as you battle enemies from both sides. With two buttons to smash, things are kept simple. Left button attacks to the left. Right button attacks to the right. If you time your attacks right, you can stack up bonus points as your multiplier increases with every hit. Tap the button when no one is near you, and you simply move in that direction and lose your multiplier. As Kung Fury, you travel back in time to battle it out with Kung Fuhrer, aka Adolf Hitler, and you'll encounter many of his minions and robots, among other characters. The action is fast-paced, hardly nuanced, and I suppose that might be its main weakness. But I implore fans of this era of gaming to play Kung Fury for 5 minutes without breaking a smile. It's a great throwback, and let's be real, not much more than that, but I enjoyed it in spite of its simplicity. Check out Kung Fury Street Rage for free in the Play Store, and definitely check out the short film on YouTube also for free. All right, and finally, I want to finish by wishing a happy birthday to this show, Android App Arena. I kind of can't believe it. I launched this show with episode one airing last year on the 13th of June, making this the first official birthday episode, and I couldn't be happier. In 1 year, I feel like I've learned so much about what makes a good app, particularly in light of all the significant platform changes that Android has seen, primarily the introduction of material design, which I basically can't shut up about on this show. It's been a good, just a great year for design on Android. And in a short period of time, I've seen the changes firsthand thanks to reviewing 4 to 5 great apps every single week on this show. That's a total, I added it up, 212 reviews in 1 year. Whoa. Who says Android doesn't have great apps? That is wrong. Okay, send me your favorite apps and your favorite categories to arena@twit.tv to fuel me for the next year. Or you can post those to the subreddit. That's androidapparena.reddit.com. You can share them with me and the rest of the world. I just posted a new category for file transfer apps that you can pitch in on at the subreddit. I'm working on a best of the best in that category. So find the post in the subreddit. Hook me up with your favorites. I'd appreciate it. The show records live every Wednesday around 4:30 p.m. Pacific following Tech News Tonight. You can find it at the new twit.tv site. If you can't make the live taping, the show will appear later that evening in the feeds and on the show page at twit.tv/arena. Man, that site's looking good. All right, that is it, folks. Thank you so much for joining me today. My name is Jason Howell, and I'll see you next week in the arena.